Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Makes the handoff, rolling to his left is Fields. Has time. Pressure coming from Epinesa. Now going to tuck it and run. And he's decked from behind. Ball is out. And the Bills have the football for the second straight week. Joey Bosa forces a fumble. And this time, the Bills are all over it. Fields back to pass. And he's sacked. Joey Bosa forces another fumble. The Jets hop on the football. But Joey Bosa has made his presence felt today. Back-to-back plays, getting hits on Fields, and his second forced fumble of the game. Back to pass on second and 15. Nowhere to go. Pressure coming, and Sanders misses him on the wrap-up, but the follow drags him down. Zion Logue, welcome up from the practice squad. He's got the sack.
Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network on just three of the many terrific plays by the Buffalo Bills defense yesterday in a 30-10 victory over the New York Jets. Welcome in. It is a Monday reaction, Victory Monday Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. What's going on, everybody? We're on the YouTube stream on Mondays. That's right. So if you tuned off because YouTube, we do that on the morning show. We do it in the afternoon show. You're like, yeah, yeah, 10 to 12, no YouTube. Monday, we are here every Monday on the YouTube stream. So check us out, WGR 550 on YouTube. Sal Capaccio here, and you can get in the bullpen. You can chat along there. Hi, bullpen. And you can call. And that's what we do here on a Monday Victory Monday Extra Point Show. Call up at 803-0550. That is the number here, as always, to take your phone calls. And what we do every Monday is take your calls, your comments, your questions on the Buffalo Bills game. So no interviews, no guests, just you and me, as always. That's what we always do on a Monday, and we're going to keep it rolling today because why not, right? The Bills with a big victory over the New York Jets. I've been asked several times since last night. Got home pretty quick last night, flying the team charter. You get back, and it was even before Sunday Night Football kicked off. So Matt Bove and I did a Always Game Day in Buffalo. Check that out. You can see it over at the South Sports YouTube page and, of course, download it. But the point is, Matt and I were talking, and he asked me, and people in the chat box asked me. I got here this morning. People asked me, what was yesterday like? And it's just kind of interesting to put into words because it's never boring. It's great, to be on an NFL sideline. But it was, to me, like just a business-like, workman-like type of win. And if you want to say, well, that can be a bit boring compared to what you had last week against the Ravens, that's fine with me, and the Bills will take boring. If you win 30-10 every week and you're up 27 points until the fourth quarter, right? I mean, 30-10, complete domination, by the way, for the Bills in this one along the way. Now, the offensive numbers weren't spectacular, but they were really good, especially on the ground. And I guess I say that because Josh Allen's numbers weren't spectacular. But actually, now that I think about it and look at it, let me grab the official game book here with the numbers. I mean, the Bills did run for 224 yards. So, yeah, they were really good. And, of course, but they did have two 40-plus yard touchdown runs, which help out. But overall, Bills' overall offense here, 403 yards to the Jets' 154. I mean, that was complete domination. And it really started, though, even though I just brought up the offense, it really started with the defense. Because the defense had to atone for last week. They could not let what happened last week happen again. And you knew going in, the talk all week was the Jets are going to try to run the ball. The Jets are going to hand to Breece Hall. The Jets are going to use Justin Fields. They're going to do the same schemes the Bills, the Ravens did against the Bills last week. And the Jets couldn't do that. The Bills were ready for it. Now, no one's going to mistake Justin Fields with Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry for Breece Hall. They're both good. They're all good in their own right. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly like what was said inside the walls of One Bills Drive, but we know this. Sean McDermott told us in the media last week, this week needs to be hard, because he told his team that. This week needs to be hard. And they went full padded practice on Wednesday. And then Ed Oliver gets hurt, stepped on. And then Taron Johnson's out, and you're like, whew. This could be a real day for the run defense again. Yeah, it was a day all right. It was a day the other way. It was a day that the run defense really stepped up. And honestly, like until the fourth quarter, you know what? I'm going to look right now. Let me see. The Jets had a total of 100 yards rushing. In the fourth quarter, they had, 30. Okay, 30 in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, 37. Looks like 37 yards, if I'm looking at this column correctly. 30. 30 yards in the fourth. It was 37 passing. 30 yards rushing in the fourth quarter alone for the Jets. So going into the fourth quarter, the Bills held the Jets to 70 yards rushing for the game. What a turnaround from last week when they allowed 235. They held Breece Hall to 2.9 yards a carry after he was really explosive and good last week against the Steelers. The Bills were just dominant in this game, really, on defense. And you had to see it. And you needed to see it. And I hope it gives people more confidence, but we'll see. We're going to turn to the phone lines and hear from you at 803-0550. What did you think of the performance? Are you feeling better about it? Are you more confident? You could also say, it's the Jets. Well, that's true. The Jets haven't been much, right? I'll also remind everybody, the Jets played a Pittsburgh Steelers defense last week, scored 32 points, ran the ball really well, and they are an NFL football team. You can only play the teams on your schedule. I don't care who you play. They had to be better. They had to fix what happened last week against the Ravens, and they certainly did that for one game at least. So we'll take your phone calls on it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. And of course, that means on a Monday, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show as well, presented by Catholic Health and a Buffalo Football Monday, the right way to care. And brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We will take a lot of your phone calls today as we go along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. It is a Victory Monday, and Jimmy in Buffalo starts us off first. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Monday. Victory Monday. I thought we played great. Our defense looked dominant without Ed Oliver in. I'm glad we picked up Joey Bosa, and I'm glad we paid James Cook as well on offense. But my question to you guys is, who do you think will be the dominant wide receiver one halfway through the year?
I don't know if you have to have a dominant wide receiver one. I think the Bills would say nobody. I don't know. How do you define that, Jimmy, I guess is the question, right? Are you talking about guy who just has the most targets, has the most yards? Because I don't think the Bills – yesterday was exactly what the Bills wanted, which is everybody eats, basically, right? Which is, hey, we don't have one guy. We have a bunch of guys, and we'll just throw to all of them. And so I don't think – if anybody's looking for that, I just think you'll be searching all year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I thought before the season, I thought it might have been Shakir would be our dominant guy, but he only got, what, one or two receptions?
That's right, and that's exactly what the Bills don't care. As long as everybody can contribute and win, that is exactly what their philosophy is. Look, if you want to, not this isn't like condescending to Jimmy in any way, and he's asking a valid question, but I'm just going to say this in a general sense for everybody, all right? Stop looking at the Bills like a fantasy football team. It's not what they're playing. Okay? And I don't mean to parrot and say, like, when Brandon Bean came on here and Jeremy and Joe, that's not the point I'm making. Okay? The point I'm making is the Bills have a whole bunch of receivers that they are confident in throwing to, and that includes their tight ends and running backs. Their tight ends yesterday, Dalton Kincaid, 4 for 37, Dawson Knox, 2 for 19, Jackson Hawes, 1 for 5, 7 catches. Okay? Josh Palmer led in yards, but only had 2 catches along the way. Keon Coleman, 3 catches. Multiple catches by Josh Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, Dawson Knox. Then a catch each by Elijah Moore, who also ran the ball, by the way. Khalil Shakir, Jackson Hawes, and James Cook. They also threw the ball twice to Tyrell Shavers and once to Ty Johnson. You can't look at this team and think you got to have a dominant number one. Yeah, that'd be great. If suddenly we're sitting there halfway through the year and Keon Coleman has 500 yards receiving, great. But that's not how they don't care about that. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, and you're bang on about that. I mean, like, you know, we got a baseball team up here in Toronto that's doing the same thing.
Why you got to bring that up to me? Why you got to bring that up to me today? Come on now. No, you're right. They're impressive. They are very impressive, and they get contributions from everybody. You're right, Billy.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get at. I mean, you know, I think we're putting too much emphasis, oh, well, Baltimore ran all over us. Baltimore is going to run all over everybody. I don't think you can count that game. And I know, Sal, I'm looking too far in the future, but it looks like to me that game last week was the most important game. I think it's going to be between us and Baltimore. I've said for a long time, I think Kansas City's run is over. And, you know, I just love the way the defense played yesterday. The offense wasn't that great, but we ran the ball on them. I mean, the Jets do have a good defense. That's about all they got. And I just thought it was a great win. I'm just worried, really worried, Sal. And I know it won't happen, but I mean, I'm going to nitpick here. But I'm worried about us getting complacent. I mean, there is nobody in our division to challenge us. And, you know, it's just a matter of staying focused and getting through the season healthy.
Let me ask you a question, though, Billy. Let me ask you a question, okay? Where would that worry come from based on the last 5 years? They've had control of this division. When have they ever been complacent in that time period? In fact, they've always played their best football at the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But I think this year is even worse. I just think the teams in this division are
just
brutal.
But you have nothing to base that on based on how they perform. The one thing I've always said about Sean McDermott teams is, and it's true, they're just consistent. I just think it's just something you make up in your mind, Billy. It's nothing you've ever seen them actually have and do, even though they've had times like that where they could be before.
Yeah, no doubt, Sal. I just worry about that you know, that one bad game that we have against the Niners.
Yep, and that has happened for sure. Yeah, that has happened.
All I want, Sal, is I want that home and field advantage, and I want snow in the playoffs. If there's anything that can shut down Baltimore's running game, is bad weather. That's what we want against them. Make Lamar throw the football. I can only see it, Baltimore and us, to go to the Super Bowl. That's
you know what else could stop the Ravens rushing attack? Apparently the Cleveland Browns, because the Ravens did not run the ball well yesterday. They had Derrick Henry at 11 carries for 23 yards. How did the Browns shut down the Ravens running game? Wow. 11 carries for 23 yards. The Ravens yesterday ran for 45 yards, folks. I mean, that's just what a juxtaposition from last week. And they still scored 41 because Lamar threw for 4 touchdowns. I mean, Billy's calling up saying, make Lamar a passer. Dude is a great passer still, though. I get it. Like, I understand the point. But, man, here's the Bills and Ravens who the Bills score 30 without Josh Allen contributing a single point, meaning no touchdown passes or runs. Here's the Ravens scoring 41 without Derrick Henry contributing a single point. Wild, right? That shows you how good both are. JD in Hamburg. What's up, JD?
Hey, good morning, Sal. I want to say something about the snap count yesterday, and then I want to follow up with something about James Cook. But first off, I'm such a geek that after the game, I went and looked at every single play. And up until the point it was 30-3, the Bills were Allen was under center, or Trubisky was under center 35 times and in the shotgun 28 times. Now, I think that's pretty significant in terms of a change. Now, I know it's a blowout. Maybe you want to run more. I don't know. But I thought that was really interesting that they were putting him under center much more. What did you think of that? And then I want to follow up about that.
I would have to look. It's a great observation by you. I'd have to go and look at compared to other games and game script, right? I mean, because early on he was in the shotgun. The game starts to get, you know, in the Bills' favor. It's slanted. They put him under center a little bit more. I've always felt that Josh Allen is excellent under center with play action, and because you can really hold, because the Bills can run the ball well. Let's go back to last year now. Also, JD, do you remember last year in New York, the Bills went there, there's no James Cook, and they just ran the ball down the Jets' throat. And I think they had a bit of that mentality here as well, and they still ran the ball very well, a couple big runs there. But I'd have to go and kind of look at how – let's see where it goes from here, right? I mean, it could be just – it's just one game, but I've always liked the Bills and having Josh Allen under center.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, I'll finish with this, then I'll hang up. I notice also that James Cook's percentage of the carries by running backs is going up in the first two games. Obviously, he got the big money deal. But I really want to see Cook carry the ball a lot more, and I'm glad they're doing this. The other thing, and I'll hang up and listen, is I'm a big believer that when John Elway did not win a Super Bowl until Terrell Davis came along, Dan Marino never won one because they never had a running game. And I believe firmly that the Bills will win a Super Bowl when James Cook is given the ball a lot and is as impactful or almost as impactful as Josh Allen. I think when they run the ball really effectively and Allen doesn't have to throw that much, the Buffalo Bills will absolutely win a title. Have a great day.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, they can certainly run the ball. They did yesterday for sure. Over 200 yards rushing for the Buffalo Bills. James Cook himself, 132 yards rushing, 6.3 yards a carry, and 2 scores. Excuse me. Let's go to Dave in Buffalo. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Sal. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, great. I wanted to say that I think Sean McDermott has been under way too much pressure. I think it was crazy that people were saying he was on the hot seat. I think he's proven his defense came through in the big game. His clock management was great in the big game. They pulled that one out against probably the next best team in the league from what I looked so far. And then they just devastate. They dominated. This was a preseason game, and that was because of his coaching and how the players played. And I just want to say real quick, I want to congratulate you on winning the Sports Professional and the Best Use of Social Media at the Buffalo Broadcasters Association last week. And I also want to recognize your two producers there, Joe Kelly, who was nominated for the Rising Star Award and won the Rising Star Media Award last year, and Dan Dale, who won the Rising Star Media Award this year. So you guys are just like the Bills. You got it all going on. So
yeah.
I'll hang up and I'll wait for your comment.
You got it, Dave. And Dan is here today as well. Joe is producing today. Joe Kelly producing the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. And thank you very much. Very special honor to be awarded the basically the Sportscaster of the Year, the Sports Professional of the Year, and truly amazing night. And I really appreciate that. Now, I have to be honest with you, Dave. I don't know who was actually saying Sean McDermott was on the hot seat other than, I mean, I don't know. I mean, nobody credible. There's fans that call up and say he should be. There's fans who call up and say they should have made a change by now. No one that I know that's credible has ever said Sean McDermott's actually on the hot seat. I've always maintained the same position. I can't believe right now that the owner of this team would want to make a change, but certainly anything could happen depending on how the year finishes out. So I don't see that. I also agree with you that he coached a really, really good end of half and end of game last week against the Ravens. And of course, to come right back and fix the problems that ailed them last week, that's a sign of a good coaching staff. It's not just Sean McDermott. It's a staff to be able to pick those pieces up, get back to where they were with guys filling in, Zion Logue from the practice squad, Cam Lewis at nickel corner, right? I mean, you have to give credit to the coaching staff for sure. So for all the people out there who constantly want to say coaching, coaching, coaching when something doesn't go wrong, you should also recognize when things go right. And last week, they got run on badly. and they got back into the lab, they made adjustments, and they came out and they did what good coaching staffs are supposed to do, which is fix those problems and contribute to a big win. John is up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. Good morning, sir. How
morning.
You doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. So, Sal, really quick, what I was talking about was when he – I think the Bills played a great game overall, and I think that's – ultimately that we're doing better than we've done in a long time, just correcting the mistakes. But, you know, that the caller was talking about Sean McDermott and why fans always say, like, we need to get rid of him. One of the things that's been irking me since yesterday was calling timeout right before the half and allowing them to keep all their timeouts and then get the ball back with the timeouts that they had. Well, what should have happened, they should have let them call timeout. Instead, we call timeout. Which I still have no idea. I'm trying to get your insight on why.
Let me go back and look at it. It sounds like a very, very, very nitpicky thing that you're just looking for.
No. Listen, like I said.
I have to go back and look. Wait. The end of the first half. Let me look at it. Hold on. Let me look at it. Okay. So second quarter, right? Let's go to the end of the first half. Bills. Hold on one second. Hold on. I got it in front of me, John. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. All right. The Jets. Are you talking about when the Jets had the ball or the Bills so I can find it?
So no, the Bills had the ball. We were trying to run. We should have run the clock all the way down before the half, because if we don't go there and we don't get down the field, then we're leaving them with a lot of time to get the ball back and run back down the field with their timeouts. But instead, we call timeout instead of them calling timeout. And we left them with like an extra timeout plus extra time on the right before the half for them to get the ball back.
There was one timeout called by the Bills in that situation with the ball.
Yes. And it was right before they went three and out.
Let's see. Hold on. No, I got 2-minute warning. Bills 3rd and 9. Shotgun. Kincaid catches it. They're at the Jets 44. Allen then was sacked for negative yards. Then Allen threw to Coleman for 7 yards, and they called a timeout right before 3rd down.
Yep.
Okay.
But hold on.
I don't know why they called timeout. It could have been because maybe there was something going on with, you know, getting set in the line. Maybe Josh. Sorry, I don't remember. Actually, now I'm trying to remember the exact sequence. I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal to me. I think they were trying to, they were just trying to get set again with 1:03 left in the half. They call it, I don't know. Okay. I guess. Okay, fine. If that's your complaint, then if that's your only complaint about yesterday, I think that means they coached a really good game.
No. I just wanted to say, like, if why people constantly say the things they do, which is, I'm not saying that I agree. I'm just saying that why they do that is because we have a tendency, Sean McDermott, to do things that sometimes is a little head-scratching. But, I mean, if that's the only complaint that we're going to have on a Monday, I mean, okay, that's a pretty damn good day, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why exactly they called timeout. I have to look at it. There's a lot of reasons why a team could call timeout.
I will tell you though, Sal, it was definitely head scratching because.
Okay.
They
could also. How about this? You know, I'll tell you a point Eric Wood brought up. He brought up the fact that, you know, what if maybe this is before they got the ball, before the timeout. He said maybe the Bills want to score twice.
No. And Sal, here's the thing though. It was 3rd down, and if they don't get that 3rd down, we're leaving them with a lot of time plus another timeout. Which is why I was like, what are they calling timeout for?
Maybe they wanted the right 3rd down play. Maybe they wanted the right 3rd down play, and they actually did. They got it, and they converted.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, Sal. They didn't get it, and then also now the Jets have another timeout to go down the field.
All right, John. I got it. Okay, I got it. I think it's just such a frivolous thing to complain about right now, to be quite honest with you. But okay, if that's what people want to complain about because of a timeout at the end of the half when you're up by 2 scores with 1 minute left, 1 timeout you use, you burn. Go right ahead. I just think it's frivolous. Let's go to Will and Clarence. Hi, Will.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
Good. Thank you.
Great game. I just love where we're at. I was watching Joe Ferguson and Joe Cribbs. So I love Bosa. My complaint is, and it drives me nuts. Why are we running Josh Allen, the best player in the NFL, at like a fullback up the middle? I love McDermott. I love what we have too. Don't get me wrong. But why are they running this guy on an ISO up the middle when we're up 10 or 13 to nothing? And we know you saw from the beginning we had this game in hand. You saw from the beginning, hey, we're looking really good. We're controlling the line. Why are we running this guy like a fullback?
Well, are you talking about the play he got hurt?
Yeah.
He said after the game that was his choice.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's got an option there. He should have handed it off. He said after the game, I should have given the ball, but I didn't, and he took it up. It's an option play. And The reason why you run that play is because it works, and you have Josh Allen. It's the same thing Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields or other running quarterbacks. But Josh Allen has an option there. He can either hand it to the running back, depending on what he sees, or he can pull it, and he can get yards. And nobody wants to see Josh Allen taking shots, there's no doubt. But he made the decision there to take the ball.
Yeah, and that's my point is that shouldn't happen anymore. That should happen a lot less.
Okay, well then if you want to do that, then you're effectively taking away something that makes the Bills' offense very, very good.
I hear you, and when they need to do it, I get it. I get it when they need to do it, and I get that. But I'm just saying, it's you're rolling the dice. I feel every time.
But again, he's rolling the dice himself too. And the only answer here, Will, is take it completely out of the playbook. Okay, that's fine. Then you're really taking away something that makes the Bills' offense great. Correct?
Because
otherwise, you got to give Josh Allen the option of what he's going to do there. That's the whole point of the play.
I get that, but my point is.
No, you want your point is you want to blame the coaches for calling a play where Josh Allen runs the ball, and I'm telling you the play is not Josh Allen necessarily runs the ball. It's get the option, and if there's an opening, you take it. If not, you hand it. And he said after the game on that particular play that he should have handed it.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, all right. Yeah, well, I hope that helps. 803-0550 is the number to call. Hey, this is what we do on a Monday. Bills win 30-10, and we still got people who want to call up and complain about one timeout used at the end of the half, or Josh Allen not handing the ball off and taking it himself. And yes, he did get hurt on the play, but of course he's okay. He had his nose busted up a little bit. We'll get to your injury report after this timeout and more of your phone calls at 803-0550.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get with a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We tried to learn our lesson and do the best we can to stop his feet and get after him in the pass. And we were able to get a few stops early, which gave us a chance to kind of rush the passer. And obviously the offense did a great job. We got a few turnovers, and it was kind of played out exactly how we were hoping.
Bills defensive end Joey Bosa, who had a terrific, terrific game. Sal Capaccio back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're going to get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can tweet me at Sal Sports. Kramer says, hey, Sal, they were making a big deal about that timeout in the broadcast. Great. I don't think they should have. I mean, I didn't hear the broadcast yet. I didn't see that part of it, but great. I mean, you guys can disagree with me all you want. I just think it's just something that not a really big deal at the time, because you don't know. If it was just a wasted timeout because, I don't know. Okay, sure. Yep. They gave the Jets maybe an extra play down the road. If that's your complaint today, have at it. What I'm saying is there's lots of reasons to call timeout. Could have been, hey, we got a big third down. Let's just get our right personnel on the field. There's nothing wrong with that to me. So I just think it's such a minuscule thing to complain about. But if you want to complain about it today because you need something to, have freaking at it today. John in West Seneca. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
The reason I'm calling, I don't have any complaints. Nobody said anything about Trey. He played a really good game.
He did. I thought he played a good game. I think Bobby Babich put him in a lot of good positions, too, especially that tackle he made, the tackle for loss. Yeah. That was a really nice call.
Yeah. How did he do in pass coverage?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, obviously everybody did pretty well because, you know, the Jets didn't have much. They limited him, and I think Benford was mostly on Garrett Wilson from what I've seen. You're right. Trey White deserves credit here. It was really good to see him back in a Bills uniform and performing out there, and he was excited about that. Jonathan in Batavia. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for the show. As far as the Bills go, I really have nothing to complain about. I'm really happy with the win. But I guess one minor thing I have to complain about is the officiating. So I called a post-game show, and they said the officiating was fine. I guess for the most part it was. But there was one play. The Bills had full start, and the referee called offsides against the Bills. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought it was a mistake, but then he made the same thing happened against the Jets. They made a false start penalty, and the referee again called offsides.
Hold on, I think because now I have to go back and look. I don't know if anybody started early, but you can have offsides against the offense if someone's lined up in the neutral zone from the offense. That's an offsides penalty. So if, let's say, Dawson Knox, for example, is lined up in the neutral zone, that's not a false start. That's offsides on the offense.
Okay, so let's clear that up. And there was a play where Aaron Glenn was complaining at the official. Do you think that was legit? I don't remember exactly what happened, but do you think that was a legit call?
I don't know which play you're referring to. Do you know offhand?
I'm trying to remember. I remember Aaron Glenn was yelling at the refs.
I mean, everybody, you know, both sides do that, no doubt. But Jonathan, just so you know, offsides is a real thing against the offense. So and that's what they were called for. Each side was called for. I don't know. And those plays, it could have been false starts. And I haven't gone back and looked exactly those plays. It could have been false starts, and they did misidentify it when they said it. But yes, offenses can be offsides. Remember when, who was it? Kadarius Toney, who was offsides for the Chiefs on that play? Remember, was that Travis Kelce threw it back, right? That was offsides on them. Lori in Tonawanda. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I've never called in before, but there was an interesting comment on the pregame show from Coach Cower. He said he won his first Super Bowl in year 14, and Sean McDermott is only in year 8, and give him time.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lori. Thanks for calling up for the first time. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sal. Couple of quick points for you. You know, with Oliver out yesterday, I was really curious to see how those two rookie defensive tackles would perform, and looked like they both played about 50% of the snaps, and from what I saw, looked like they held up pretty well. Would be interested on your perspective on that, and then no complaints on the coaches. It's kind of hard to believe, you know, a 30-10 road victory where it was never in question. We have anything to question today on that. So, curious on your thoughts on the D-line.
Yeah, you got it. And by the way, let me make something clear here, Joe. I have zero problem when anybody calls up and questions anything and says, I have a complaint about this. I just didn't think like something like that never even entered my radar. Someone said, well, they talked about it on the broadcast. Okay, great. I don't know. Like, I have to go back and look exactly why they called timeout. Let's remember, things... Like, I'm all for it. If you want to get the right play, the right personnel, call timeout. Yes, you could leave the other team an extra few seconds. You know, I mean, you got to make a play on defense, too, when that happens, right? You're trying to score. You're trying to make sure that you have everything buttoned up. So I just think that, hey, if you want to have it, that's cool. And I know that when a team wins, right, it can't be all hunky-dory because as the coaches will tell you and the players will tell you, the tape is never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think in wins and losses. It's okay to complain. It's okay to have a question. It's okay to say, but man, I don't know. I guess I wasn't prepared for that this morning of a timeout at the end of the first half and what people are upset about today. So either way, if you want to, have at it. Like I said, I'm not about to. Okay. I mean, obviously, the numbers speak for themselves, Joe. They did a really good job against the run. I thought that they were in control the whole game. You know what I think, Joe, is... When Zion Logue comes in and the way that Sean McDermott described with me on the Extra Point Show Friday last week, how TJ Sanders and Deion Walker gave great effort, but they have to be more detailed. I think that just goes to show you what I said a little while ago, which is they did a good job of coaching them up this week and being ready. So there's my answer to how they perform without getting into exactly each guy and detailing because I haven't done that yet. I would say everything seemed on point for what they wanted from that group. Let's go to Jack in Florida. Hi, Jack. Another Florida call, back to back.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You know what? I just want to give credit where credit's due. Bobby Babich and the defense, I mean, from last week to this week, the turnaround, just amazing. Granted, the Jets are not the Ravens, but there's nothing to complain about on a victory Monday. We went out a 30-10 win. Our defense looked immensely better than they did last week. And the best pass of the game was thrown by our backup when Josh Allen went out injured. I mean, there's nothing to complain about. Our backup in one play had more passing yards than Justin Fields did all game. Keep it up. Keep the good work up. And let's roll the next week's Victory Monday, guys.
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Actually, you know what? The play after that timeout was a great pass by Josh and a nice play by Keon, but he was called for a penalty. The Bills actually did convert that play after the timeout, but it was called back and a penalty on the guy who caught it, which was Keon Coleman. So I'll even dig in more on this going back to a little while ago. Not to beat the point too much, but I will. I think they got to a good play. They called timeout. They got to a good play. So definitely no complaints on that. Let's go to Mike in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Sal, or good afternoon, whatever it is. The defense looks stout, man. I'm super stoked about Joey Bosa, and then I'm curious to see how the two guys that are suspended, in particular Larry Hoyt, comes back and how this defense will morph towards the end of the season. And before I go real quick, it's always fun watching a Josh Allen game and him call out an audible, and it seems like a throw at the other team. Because this audible this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like you said muncha muncha, which would be, you know, the Italian word, as you being Italian, for eat eat or something like this.
I didn't know. I noticed, I heard one was water. I think he said water once, and I didn't know what that was, right? And I thought to myself, wait a minute, water, what is that, run? Like the running water? I didn't really know. You know what? Was that, maybe it could be Cook. Oh, hey, how about, if he says that, I don't want to give away secrets, maybe that's it. If he said that, it's because Cook's getting the ball. By the way, you said Michael, you said Larry Hoyt. It's Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. Those are the two guys that'll get back from suspension at some point down the road here. Darren in Florida is up next. Man, we are getting a lot of calls from the Sunshine State today. It's sunny here. It's 80 degrees this week here in Buffalo, Darren. What's up, man?
Not much, man. Hey, I just wanted to give you guys a quick shout-out and let you know I appreciate everything you do and to give you thanks for being a part of rekindling my love for all Buffalo sports, especially the Bills.
Where are you from originally?
Dutchess County, New York. I grew up for about 4 or 5 years up in Buffalo. Kelly was my all-time favorite player. And, like, I got a soft spot for him from back in the 90s, but Allen's, like, just blowing him out of the water, respectfully.
Yeah.
And in certain aspects. And lost contact with my friend from middle school for about 15, almost 18 years. Reconnected with him about 6 years ago. Last year on the December 28th game against the Jets was my very first Bills game and home game. It was an amazing experience. Everybody there, including the fan base, was nothing but memorable. And
yeah,
I was just happy and excited being a Bills fan again.
I love it, man. Yeah, it's cool. It's good for you.
I just wanted to tip my hat and say thank you, and you guys are doing an amazing job there.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. Really appreciate that. And that's cool you got to connect with your friend again. You know, there's something to be said for that, right? And to this day and age of social media and things like that, to be able to connect with people from our past and stuff like that. So for you to be able to do that, I love that for you. So thank you very much. Thanks for the kind words. No doubt about it. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So the only real notable injury coming out of this game that we knew of from the sidelines was Josh Allen's nose, but he went back in and played. However, Matt Milano didn't finish the game, and then Sean McDermott after the game said he got a little dinged up. So we'll wait to hear from McDermott today. He'll speak to the media at 3:30 p.m. We'll get an update on that. Of course, all eyes will be focused on Taron Johnson and probably Ed Oliver, even though Ed Oliver not expected to play this week. On Thursday, the reports were multiple week injury for him, so I doubt he'll play this week. So that turns you really more to Taron Johnson, Shaq Thompson as well. But I think Matt Milano's the one that you're listening for today. And then Cam Lewis, he did come off the field, got looked at, seemed like he was fine at the end, and seemed like he was fine in the locker room. So we'll keep an update today. It's a quick turnaround, and we'll hear from Sean McDermott at 3:30 today to get more of an injury report, and that is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We'll take a timeout. More of your phone calls, a lot more of them on the way here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And, of course, it is the Catholic Health Extra Point Show today on a Buffalo Victory Football Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get right back into it here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Vince gives us a call. Hi, Vince. What's going on?
Morning, Sal. Thanks for all you do. I really appreciate it.
You got it, brother.
My only question to you is, with Prater doing such a great job kicking the ball, what are your thoughts and what the Bills will do when Tyler Bass comes back?
So the Bills have control with when Bass comes back. Let's remember that. I think that's a key point here, Vince, because even if he's healthy, they can keep him on IR. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? They don't have to activate him. And right now, my thought is, and then we are 2 weeks away from two games away from even having to go down the road of this decision. But let's just say 2 weeks, two games go by, Tyler Bass is healthy enough to start practicing again. They would then be able to allow him to practice. Then they would have 21 days to activate him, or he would be lost to IR for the year. Or they could just keep rolling and say, we're not going to do that yet. Let's wait. And if it comes time where we need to do that, we'll do that. So I don't know kind of how they will play it, but my guess is right now, you just kind of keep riding it until you really kind of have to make that decision, and they're in control of that decision.
No, that's great. He's been doing such a great job so far. Why would you want to upend anything?
Yeah, he was really good again yesterday. He was 6-for-6. Good question, though, Vince, and I appreciate there. All right, clarify the audible. Manja. G just came running in here. G's producing today, and he just came showing me the Manja audible. What do you got for us, Nathan?
Yeah, so they basically... I think what Josh was actually saying is manja.
He would say manja. Yes. I think the person who called just said it wrong, but yes.
Oh, okay. That was my bad then. I also heard that, and I hope to hear other restaurants and local places in the audibles.
And by the way, he did the whole thing with his fingers, apparently, what I saw. Manja. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Italian. That's awesome.
I love that. And maybe because, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but in New York City this weekend when the Bills played there, it was some big festival in Little Italy.
That's really cool. I mean, it goes really deep into, you know, it's a simple play call, but, you know, there's lore behind it. And love a victory and, you know, can't wait to see more of it.
You got it. Thanks, Nathan. I appreciate that. Manja. Tim in West Virginia, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for Sal. Thank you for being you. I am so tired of everybody getting down on Sean and Bean. Without them, we wouldn't be where we are. Come on, you people need to chill out a little bit. And I grew up in Fredonia, so I met Jim and Fred Spurless and Andre Reed. And I moved to West Virginia in 1979, but I'm telling you, thank you for who you are, and you tell it like it is. Thank you.
I try, Tim, but listen, there's nothing wrong with anybody who has an opinion that differs, and we know that. But, you know, again, I agree with you that, hey, this organization's in a very, very good spot, and we've seen many times in years past where it's not, and many, many, many organizations around the league would love to be where the Bills are with the people they have in charge and the alignment they have. So I understand. I agree with that. It's also okay to call up and say I disagreed with something, or they didn't build the roster right in this area, or Sean McDermott made a mistake here, or this part of the team wasn't good enough. That's absolutely fair and on the table. Thank you for the kind words. Curtis in Niagara Falls is going to wrap up the hour for us. So make it good, Curtis. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
I wanted to call and talk about the Bills. I didn't want to call and talk about the callers. Oh, my God. People have selective memory loss. How could you not remember Trent Edwards running out of bounds on fourth down with no time left, you know, to save the clock? Yeah. How can you not remember Dick Geron referring to as our punt returner as a, oh, he's a punt catcher. Oh, my God. We are getting W's like by the barrel load here. Kansas City lost yesterday. We're on track for the number one seed, which means I get to buy you coffee at Tim Hortons on Delaware during the Super Bowl parade.
Hey,
nobody's
listen.
Nobody's remembering. Nobody. Oh, my God, Sal. You're a stout and strong individual, Sal, to do that job you're doing today.
I think, wasn't it Wade Phillips who said he was the punt catcher?
Yes. You're right.
I know.
Dick Geron said so many other things, I get them confused sometimes.
Dick Geron said a lot. Well, you know, it's really hard to win in this league. You know what I mean? which isn't wrong, by the way. But, you know, right? I remember Dick Geron talking about Roscoe Parrish. Well, why don't you give him the ball, hit him more? And he goes, well, you know, he's not a giant out there.
You know? Yeah, and he didn't want to wear down Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, I love it. Hey, Curtis, thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate your sunshine that you bring today on a sunny day and a victory Monday here on WGR. We have a full hour left of your phone calls. Off to a great start. Seriously, awesome calls. Really appreciate all of you. No matter what you're calling about, because this is what the show is all about. We have discussion. We have debate. We have opinions. Either way, thank you so much. Thanks a lot to the bullpen for joining me here today. On the YouTube side of things, you can go to YouTube. You can watch the show. You can call in. You can comment there. I am not paying attention to the chat in the YouTube box. And if I do see you, I'm not writing back to you because I'm taking calls here today at 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo football victory Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.